Entitled today is Worthy of Praise. And I'm going to read a couple scriptures to begin with. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. We're not going to stay at either one of these scriptures for very long. But it says in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Praise God for that. And then also turn with me to Psalms. We're going to spend quite a bit of time in Psalms today. But if you turn with me to Psalms chapter 18, 18 and verse 3. So Psalms 18 and verse 3. In Psalms 18 and verse 3, it says, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies." I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. In your life today, is God worthy to be praised? And the answer is, yes, He is worthy to be praised. Praise is accounting. Praise is accounting for what God has done. Did you know that praise is mentioned over 259 times in the Bible? 259 times. In Psalms 150 alone, praise is mentioned 13 times. There's only one psalm. Out of all the psalms, there is only one psalm that does not include praise. And if you think about this for a moment, when David was running for his life, he praised God. When he was discouraged, he praised God. When he was depressed, he praised God. When he didn't think there was any other place to turn, what did he do? He praised God. You have heard me say many times, if you cannot praise God where you're at, how can God lead you any further? And I want to repeat that because I want that to resound in your heart. If you cannot praise God where you are at, how can He lead you any farther? Praise is accounting for what God has done. Lord, I praise You because I am saved. I praise You because You are the creator of the universe. I have been delivered. I praise You. I have been healed. I praise You. You have answered my prayers. God, You are amazing. And I praise You forevermore, irregardless of the circumstance that you are facing. You need to be praising God. Now turn with me to Psalms 150. We mentioned it, so let's go to Psalm 150. In Psalm 150, and we read verses 1 through 6. Psalms 150, and I guess that's all of them. "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And the last words are, "Praise the Lord." Let everything that has breath, everything that has breath should be what? Should be praising God. How does the psalm end? Praise the Lord. So every psalm but one includes praise. And do you realize that every prayer model that you ever look at will always include something that we're talking about, and that's the word praise. Every prayer model will include praise. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 when we talk about it being called the Lord's Prayer. We're going to come back to Psalm, but let's go to Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Or we'll go to verse 9. In verse 9 it says, "In this manner therefore pray." In verse 8 it says, "Therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before that you even ask Him." In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So he starts out with praise. He ends the prayer with praise. So let me ask you today, in your personal walk with God, how big a role does praise play in your life? Did you know God is enthroned in the praises of his people? And we're going to go over these points, and I'm going to try to put them in your bulletin next week. But did you know that God, number one, is enthroned in the praises of his people? What does that mean? That God inhabits the praise of his people. Look at Psalm 22. So we go back to Psalms. Psalm 22. Psalm 22 and verse 3. Psalm 22 and verse 3 says, But you are holy, and then listen to the words, enthroned in the praises of Israel. So God's, we see that he is enthroned in the praises of his people. Number two, God's power is released through praise. God's power is released through praise. Now turn with me, I want to show you an excellent example. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles, so we're going to go all the way back to Chronicles. 2 Chronicles in chapter 20. Now, as you're turning there, I'll give you a little bit of background of what's going on here. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, there are three armies that are lined up and they're surrounding Judah at this point in time. As the people praise God, God fought the battle for them. They didn't even have to do anything. So when you look at verse 20 of 2 Chronicles 20, it says this. He says, So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 22, Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, and who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Now, verse 24 kind of brings a crescendo to all of this. In verse 24, it says, So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and their dead bodies fall on the earth. No one had escaped. That those armies were defeated by the praise of the people because God is enthroned in the people's praise and God's power is released in the praises of his people. So when you and I are facing adversity in our life, what should we be doing? Oh God, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is so terrible. This is so horrible. No, that's not what we should be doing. We should be praising God. God, I don't care what's against me. I know that you're for me. I know that I sit in the palm of the Lord Jesus' hand. No one can take me out of your palm. Lord, I will be victorious because you are victorious today. Through praise, you must release the power of God through the praises that you share with him. So God's power is released in praise. Now listen to me. God's power released in praise is the same power he used to create the earth. Let me say that again. And then we're going to look at the scripture. God's power released in praise is the same power he used to make the earth. So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Ephesians 1 and verse 5. He says, Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us acceptable in the beloved. Now go over to verse 12. Verse 12 says this, that we who trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. So number one, God inhabits the praises of His people. Number two, God's power is released through praise. And number three, are you ready for number three? Number three, praise is an expression of our faith in God. Praise is an expression of our faith in God. Did you know faith can be measured? Did you know that faith can be seen? And we're going to talk more about this next week. Do you know who else sees your faith? You know who else measures your faith, and that's the adversary. If I put my spiritual walk in percentages, now listen to me, saints, if I put my spiritual walk in percentages, 90% of my spiritual walk should be one of praise. For too many people, their spiritual walk is 10% praise and 90% complaints. And it should be just the opposite. 90% of my spiritual walk, I know who God is. I know that God is who He says He is. He will do what He says to do. I just need to do what? I need to walk in that and praise. I am going to be victorious through the Lord Jesus Christ. I am sealed for the day of redemption. I'm already walking on streets of gold. I'm just physically here. I've been seated at the right hand of the Lord Jesus because of my faith in Jesus. I have the victory. The victory is mine. I have already won this battle because Jesus has already won this battle with His victory over death. Why? When He was on the cross for each and every one of us. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. I've heard the saying, stop telling God how big your problems are and start telling your problems how big your God is. And I know that you've all heard that saying. So stop telling God how big your problems are and start telling your problems how big your God is. Do you know what Pastor Leo does when things are tough? So if you want to learn from me, I'm going to give it to you. If you want to learn what I do when things are tough, things are not going well for me, I double down on praise. I double down on praise. Sometimes we may need to triple down on our praise depending on what we are going through at the time. One more and we will stop for today. So by the numbers. Number one, God inhabits the praises of His people. Number two, God's power is released through our praise. Number three, praise is an expression of our faith because you can see faith and you can measure faith. And we're going to talk more about that next week. Number four, praise is in relation to who God is, not to how you feel. If you're only going to praise God when you feel like it, there's not going to be very much, many times that you're going to be praising God in your life. Then you're going to drop to that 10%. 10% that I'm praising God. The 90% I'm complaining. But if you do not recognize that praise has nothing to do with the circumstances, praise has nothing to do with what you're going through, praise has nothing to do with your experience in life, but your praise has everything to do in your relationship that you have with God because you're putting all of your trust in Him. So turn with me to Habakkuk. I'll get it out here in a minute. Chapter 3, and we're going to end here today. So chapter 3, I want you to go to verse 17. We've read this not too long ago. It's a hymn of faith. It says this, chapter 3, verse 17, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on the high hills. No matter what I'm experiencing, no matter what I'm going through, this is a personal decision that Pastor Leo has made. This is a personal decision that you need to make as an individual in your walk with the Lord Jesus. It doesn't matter if the floods come over the dam. It does not matter if the levees break. It doesn't matter if we get a drought and it destroys everything in the earth. I have decided I will walk for my Redeemer. I will praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can already sense the victory in your life through that. So saints, we all go through down times. We all go through times of discouragement. But how many times have you doubled down on praise? How many times have you tripled down on the praise that you're giving to your God and your Master and your Redeemer, because He lives forevermore? Your victory is not found in this world. Our victory is found by the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Double down on it. Double down on it. Can you believe that? Every one of the Psalms, except one, shares praise, no matter what they were going through. This is a psalm that I turned to on Wednesday night. Turn with me to Psalm 13. I told you we were going to close, but we'll go one more. Psalm 13. Now you see, if in your own life, if you've put yourself in this, or you've had to deal with this type of a situation. In verse 1 of Psalm 13, it says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Let those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved." But listen what he says. "But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." Amen. Are you saved today? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Then there needs to be nothing but that comes from your lips but praise for what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. I praise God that we attend a church that we can praise God in. You can imagine just going back to the old ritual. We stand up, we sit down, we sing two songs. The minister gets up there and he reads out of some kind of pastoral book that tells him what he's supposed to be preaching on. And then you get up and you pray and you go home, and you don't feel any more lightened by the burden you've carried in the church than when you leave the church. But praise God, we can be touched and moved by the Spirit of God, that He touches our life, and we can sing, "Hallelujah! I serve a God that lives forevermore." Will you stand with me today? Father, we rejoice in your goodness, your grace, your mercy. We give you all praise. And I pray that, Father, you will help us to be praisers. That when we drive in a car by ourselves, we start praising God. We start thanking you for what you are going to do. When we are by ourselves in our prayer closet, that we begin to praise you. Father, I know that our victory is in our hand. It is found through the Lord Jesus. Be with us as we go our separate ways, and may your hand be upon our life. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And everyone said, now praise God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah.